am now leaving France. This is a bad idea.
The legendary Pink Panther diamond has been stolen.
What I tell you?
How's the case coming?
Let me bring you up to speed. We know nothing. You are now up to speed.
What is the password?
Hamburger.
Hamburger?
No, hamburger.
I said hamburger.
No, you said hamburger.
Hamburger?
And Arthur.
Okay, here's the deal. Unlike most critics in the universe, I enjoyed Steve Martin's first outing as Inspector Clouseau in The Pink Panther. Likewise, I'm not entirely turned off by the sequel. Sure, he's no Peter Sellers, but Martin makes the role his own and gives a different interpretation. In the sequel, he's again chasing a thief who has stolen the famous Pink Panther diamond. However, the plot merely serves as a MacGuffin for Martin to engage in lowbrow comedy and slapstick humor. The film has a surprisingly excellent cast, including smaller roles by John Cleese, Lily Tomlin, and even Jeremy Irons. But the film's plot is flimsy and only works with Martin's antics. It's not as good as the first film, but it still made me laugh, so use that as your gauge. Pink Panther 2 gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.